and welcome to the Tyre and Recycling Podcast. We are now here with episode 22. I'm Richard Wilson, and I'm once again joined by Ewan Scott, the magazine's editor. Ewan, how are you?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you. Looking forward to this one with Eco Green. It's an interesting company, and I hope they've got something to tell us.
Well, I'm sure they will. Obviously, Eco Green Equipment are one of the recent Recircle Awards winners. So obviously big news for them and for ourselves as part of our own event project. What are you hoping to find out from them?
I think really we'd like to find out what their hopes are for various different markets that they're approaching, and possibly how they've managed to make the great strides they've made, because they are still a young company.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, without any further ado, we'll jump straight into that interview now with Brad Swenson and Andres Salazar from Eco Green Equipment.
Hello, Brad Swenson and Andres Salazar from Eco Green Equipment. We'd like to congratulate you on your Recircle Awards winning. Well done. You've come a long way. Can you give our readers a brief history of the company and how it started?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, well, thanks for having us on. It's really a pleasure to be here with you. Gosh, going back, it's fun to talk about. You know, we were three young kids, you know, in our early 20s, out with a passion to do something that would change the world. And basically we had an opportunity to start doing tire recycling equipment. In the original business model, we actually weren't manufacturing the equipment. We would just go out and source it from different areas, you know, mostly in Asia. And, you know, we did that model for about 2 years. And after that, we decided, okay, number one, we can't get the quality that we expect out of this, doing it this way. And we also recognized something else that was interesting. We recognized that there was really no equipment out there that was developed from the ground up for tire recycling. There was all these technologies that had been in other industries, plastics, metals, you know, electronics, that had been modified and work for tire recycling, but no one had really taken the time and engineering to say, okay, let's design this specifically for tires. Let's focus on just this niche. And so at that time we decided, okay, we've got to totally reinvent ourselves. We're going to start manufacturing it here in the US. And we hired a team of engineers. We brought them up to speed with what we had learned. They had backgrounds that gave them some advantages of understanding processing of challenging materials. And we designed an entire line of equipment from the ground up to handle tires. And so that was 11 years ago that we started this company. 9 years ago, we brought on the new team of engineers. And we've been building our product here in the U.S. for the last 8 years, basically, from that time.
Okay. So Eco Green Technology has become a prime mover in the equipment sector. Can you say what it is that has given you this edge and brought you to a prominent position in the market?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I believe that there are two reasons for our success in this market and the growth in our name and what we do. The first reason is that we only focus on tire recycling. It's a very small niche, but it has a lot of unique aspects to it. And when you only focus on it, it gives you the ability to become the best and provide the best technology and the best service. The second reason that I believe we've been able to do so well in this market is because we started this company with the belief that innovation is the key to success. And, you know, you had a market that had not had a ton of innovation in it. You know, it was kind of the mentality, well, that's the way dad did it. So that's the way we're going to do it. And we came in and we invested a huge amount of money into R&D and developing new technologies, that made lower wear costs in your production, lower energy consumption in your production, in some cases higher capacities against those, which is what brought the wear costs down and the energy consumption down. And we're really just getting started. We still think there is a ton of room for innovation and an incredible future for tire recycling.
So, and then I'm going to add to that. So something really important, that because we only do tire recycling equipment, we don't only focus on the size reduction part of it, but understanding the business model, understanding from back to front, where can you sell that rubber? What new products and innovating products you can do with that chrome rubber? What's happening in those markets? What's happening with steel? What's happening with rubber? What can we do with the textile? And then supporting our customer, understanding that business model. So that's really important about, because we're so focused only in tire recycling.
The US market for tire recycling equipment still seems to be wide open. You've got a number of manufacturers there, but the market to us seems to be wide open. Do you see room for growth in tire recycling as opposed to tire disposal in North America? As a bit of background, the RMA, or the US Tire Manufacturers Association, announced that there was a 100% recycling rate in the USA, which some of us took with a pinch of salt, because California's recycling rate is only 54%. California is the most populous state in the union, highest waste rates. So that 54% screws the 100% that they were talking about. Now they're admitting it's probably around about 80% has been a drop. It might be less than that. Do you see capacity or a room to develop the market in the US?
Oh, without a doubt, there's room to continue to develop here in the US. You know, we saw those numbers come out, and we were racking our brains of how they get to those numbers. So I don't know who's behind that or how they did it. They probably have a way they've calculated that, but yeah, we still believe, I mean, look, a lot of states, some states don't even have a processor. You know, a lot only have one, and we're a huge producer of tires, you know, over 300 million tires a year. So, you know, if you do the math, there's still room for tire recyclers, in this market. You know, we're continuing to grow in this market. So yeah, we see a huge potential here in the US. We also see a huge change in the population of what their demands are to keep up with the environmental movement. I think Europe's typically been ahead of the US on some of these environmental things. But now people are paying attention to it. They want to know that their tires are being recycled and not ending up in a landfill or ending up in a tire pile somewhere that you drive past on your road trip across America. So yeah, we absolutely believe that there's a lot of room here in the US still for tire recycling.
And then something very interesting that I take those, like that data to understand, it's from those 300 million tires generated, like first time in history that it was less than 50% that went for TDF. So you start to see the growth on other markets, like molded products being the biggest market for chrome rubber in the US. And I think once we see new product to start hitting the market, you're gonna start seeing a shift that more people are gonna have opportunities to put a granulator or some hydraulic presses to generate products. And then there's gonna be more opportunity in different sectors into the industry.
Okay, so if we look at Europe now, because we've got limited time, so we look at Europe. It's often said that the market in Europe is saturated with equipment. It's largely controlled by extended producer responsibility schemes like Aliapur and Ecobnus, who manage the whole chain. Yet, according to Michelin, they have a project called Black Cycle, and we asked Michelin if they thought that they were going to be pulling feedstock from existing recyclers And they said, no, not at all. They want to recycle the 50% of the tires that are exported from Europe. So with that sort of in mind, do you think there's a way that EcoGreen can help in the European market to turn some of those exported waste tires into products in Europe?
So Europe is a very interesting market. And then some of the reasons are the one that you just said. And then, but what we find out, it's that you have collectors, processors that they do everything, right? But there's not like small players that are doing end products that can buy TDF and reprocess that TDF. And that's why I think you see that amount of tire exports, because that's the easiest. You get paid €1 per tire, and then you send it to Africa, and then you get paid €10 per tire without touching it, no energy. So that is the easiest way. So then you're not going to keep innovating, because that's the no capital. You just collect the tires, get the tipping fee, and then export it to Africa. So that's very easy to do. And very profitable. So, but I think once people can understand that to be a tire processor or to be in the tire recycling business, you don't need to have the complete tire recycling plan or the logistics or the collection, that you can buy some TDF and reprocess that and convert it into a product, then you're going to start seeing more innovation on new products. And I think that market has tons of opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the driver behind these things is understanding the markets and understanding what the machines are capable of producing, you know, and we teach all of our customers some of the different ways that they can work in their local areas to sell this product. So I do believe as we continue to sell machines over there, it's going to continue to get better. And our whole model is focused on, you know, recycling the tire and putting it to good use.
Now, the difficult one from my business point of view, sub-Saharan Africa is a market that's virtually devoid of tire recycling. There's no way that the artisan style of recycling, making furniture or shoes, can cope with the tire arisings in any of these countries. But they all have the same problem, that they all have growing tire arisings. Nigeria is the prime example. Is there some way that EcoGreen can become involved in the sub-Saharan markets and help develop the business there?
So that's been a big topic of ours. Obviously, you know, that market has a lot of challenges to it. You know, and it's not only from a government standpoint. Obviously, you know, the first step is governments have got to get behind these programs to handle waste. That's a pretty proven theory around the globe. But you also have some real transportation challenges that affect, you know, how different technologies work. And so that's a big focus of ours in the future from an R&D standpoint is developing the right technology that can help those type of markets. And there's those type of markets exist all over the world, just on a more micro level. That one just happens to be a very large area. But any in these rural areas, they deal with similar challenges to the sub-Saharan area, in the sense that, hey, you know, if you don't have a certain amount of tires that can logistically make financial sense to get to a recycling center to be processed, you know, it doesn't work. And at the end of the day, you know, people have got to be able to make money in this industry to keep growing it and developing it. So, you know, we continue to work with different people in the region that have the local contacts with the government. You know, we continue to support them as they try and get things through. And I do believe in the future, within the next 2 to 4 years, we're going to see some technologies coming out that's really going to change that area.
Okay. I just have this thing about Africa being this vast untapped market. And I do understand from a business point of view, it's a high risk area. But at some point, the market there is going to take off. And it's a question of being there at the right time. So now, if we come back to the developed markets, pyrolysis and devulcanization are growing technologies. In circular tire recycling, is there a way that eco-green technology can slot into these two technologies in helping them get the feedstock they need?
Absolutely. So we've been looking into pyrolysis and devulcanization since we started this business. 90% of our customers, our leads that come in, they're going to ask the question, Andres, what do you know about pyrolysis? Why don't I invest in a pyrolysis plant because I can make more money? And then pyrolysis, I think, is gonna be a growing industry. And then eventually they're going to figure a way to make it very profitable. At the moment, some of the challenges that we've seen in that industry from all the trips we've done all over the world is the consistency. The consistency on the carbon black, carbon char, however you want to call it, because of the different supply. So talking to experts, and then I'm not one of them, it's that you can get the consistency when you're shredding tires from all kind of manufacturing. So it's like doing a chocolate cake, and one day you put one spoon of sugar, and then the next day you put 10. So you can get those consistent. So how can we help? It's we're developing technologies like the OTR that you can really have a consistent feedstock, meaning that you're just processing 100% tires from one manufacturer and one type of tire, like an R63 from Bridgestone or an R57 from Michelin, that can give the consistent on the raw material. When it comes on devulcanization, same problem. We can help creating a really good feedstock product, like a raw material to put into the extruders or the technology that they're using for devulcanization from our chrome buster. But again, the consistency on what type of tires you're putting, it's very hard to get.
Yeah, for us, at the end of the day, like Andres saying, the raw materials is what is critical for both of those technologies to be successful. And that's what our focus is on, is providing the high quality raw materials that these people need. So, you know, it varies based on what industry they're in, but that's a big part of our R&D focus. And we have technologies out there today, like Andres was talking about, our OTR solution makes it so, hey, you can say, we're just taking the tread from a Michelin OTR tire, and that's what they can get back so that their recipe is exactly the same.
Okay, so I think we've covered the bases that we think our readers or viewers are interested in. Are there any specific points that you guys would like to make that we haven't covered?
You know, the thing that we get most excited about in this industry is innovation. This is a young industry. There is a lot happening in it, and we just believe that the future is very bright for tire recycling, not only for us as a manufacturer of equipment, but also for processors with the new technologies that are coming out and the combined global effort to be more environmentally conscious. It's really a bright future for all of us.
And that's it, the full interview with EcoGreen Equipment. Ewan, what did you think of that interview?
I thought that was really interesting, talking to these two guys, founders of a company. They've taken it from nothing through to one of the arguably most advanced shredder manufacturers certainly in North America. And they've done it by focusing on the tire industry. Most shredder companies have a wider portfolio, but these guys at EcoGreen have made the tire sector their dedicated market. Yeah, sure, they will sell equipment to other areas, but because they're dedicated to the tire market, they've created equipment that that cuts tires, that deals with tires. And that's what it's all about. So, and it was great talking to these two guys with so much enthusiasm for the business and what they were doing. I got to wish them luck in the future.
Absolutely. It was great talking to them, and it was fantastic to see their passion and their eagerness for their business was very, very evident from the exchange you had with them. Moving on to what will be episode 23 coming up. What have you got in store for episode 23?
Right, episode 23. This is the one that people have been asking for. An interview with Thomas Sorensen, Scandinavian Enviro Systems. We've had to hold back because of legal issues with the deal with Michelin, but that's all been sorted now. It's all been approved. So we're going to talk to Thomas Sorensen at Scandinavian Enviro Systems, and he's going to update us on where they are and what they're doing.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really looking forward to that interview with Thomas, another one of our Recircle Awards winners. But that's all for today. So thank you once again for your time, Ewan. Thank you to our viewers and listeners. If you want to find out more from Time Rubber Recycling, please visit our website. Our digital magazine is live. And if you want to stay up to date with all of our updates, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on YouTube or from wherever you get your podcast. Until then, stay safe.